We all know that it's important to pay attention to our daily food intake, but many people don't know this important fact. The number of calories your body retains is not only affected by how much you eat, but also by when you eat it. I'm your host, Dr. Nada, and I created the Integrative Health Program at Mass General Hospital, and I'm the founder of Sage Tonic, an integrative natural treatment and wellness toolbox. Welcome to this episode of Spartan Health. In this podcast, we're going to look at the impact of the body's daily cycles, its circadian rhythms. And we've talked about circadian rhythm before, but today we're going to go into it a bit deeper. And we're going to see how it supports the maintenance of healthier food intake and more efficient weight control. So the process by how your body breaks down food and turns it into energy is known as our metabolism. The metabolism isn't just what happens in your stomach. It refers also to a wide range of biochemical processes that are going on. So something that impacts your metabolism has a huge influence on your overall health and well-being. And an important driver of metabolism is a hormone called cortisol. Your circadian rhythm's connection to metabolism is that it helps trigger cortisol, which rises in the morning. Cortisol is what's called a get-up-and-go hormone. It drives your metabolism, it supports thyroid function, and it contributes to the energy you can access to complete your daily activities. Because your metabolism is receiving a jump start from cortisol, the food you consume when cortisol is released has a greater likelihood to be burned and turned into fuel rather than stored as fat. Your circadian rhythm supports a diurnal release of cortisol. This means that two times per day, your cortisol levels peak, once in the early morning and again in the late morning. If you guessed that the opposite is true in the evening, you'd be right. As the sun goes down and night approaches, your body is winding down and it's getting ready for a good night's sleep. Part of that winding down is to lower cortisol levels. If you consume food during late hours, that food has a greater likelihood that it won't be turned into energy to accomplish tasks or goals, but instead, it's more likely to be stored as fat. Using your body's own natural cycle to shape your eating habits can enhance weight loss efforts. And consuming food between approximately 7 a.m. and 7 p.m. is the optimal time for your body's needs. Knowing this, you should leave your midnight snacks behind and ride the circadian rhythm wave and cortisol peaks to maintain good eating habits that align with your body's natural inner clock. Thanks for listening to Spartan Health. Again, I'm your host, Dr. Nada, and I'm here every Sunday as part of the Spartan Up podcast family. Spartan Up has new episodes almost every day of the week. We give you tips, information, and tools to help you stay on track. And we have interviews with inspiring high achievers every Tuesday with Joe and his team. So at Spartan, we're here for you, and we're your partner in resilience training for mind, body, and spirit. Thanks for tuning in.